Used to have a landing spot, a place we called home. Used to be there, now it's not. Now we're on our own, homeless in America. Homeless in America. Homeless in America. Is this for real? Used to think the flag we fly holds all of us. Now I ask myself why we're strangers on the bus. Homeless in America. Homeless in America. Homeless in America. It's the way I feel. And I wish it were like this. I wish that we could change. Meet up in the middle and have a frank exchange. But no one talks to no one from the other neighborhood. No one talks, too afraid they'll be misunderstood. Homeless in America. We're homeless in America. Homeless in America. My old comfort zone. I used to know my way across this great big land. Now I'm uncertain which way the rivers bend. Used to have an image our country was all one. One day I woke up, saw my image come undone. Homeless in America. Homeless in America. Homeless in America. Can't find my way home.
Live music here in the studio on Out of the Woods. Yeah, Ron Israel is here up from Boston today. Hey, welcome, Ron.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Ron has a new CD out, and that's one of the songs from it. And how did that one come about? This whole CD is powerful stuff.
So I'm a singer-songwriter. I'm also an activist and have always been socially engaged. And so after the election last year, I went into a period of a funk, you might call it, because I was disappointed with the outcome and was concerned about the future of our country. So I began to write songs. They just came naturally. About the election, about where we are, about the issues involved, and they morphed into this album, which I produced last February, I believe, with Doug Quartler, It's come out pretty good. It's got a lot of good press. It's being played a lot on folk radio. So I'm pleased about that. I'm pleased to get my music across. And I hope, if I can go on a little tangent here, that my music might inspire other artists to similarly get engaged in the political issues of our time. I think it's a time now. There's widespread resistance to the current administration, and I think it's time that artists lead the way. And we haven't had a period of protest songs or protest art for more than 50 years now, but I think it's time to bring it back.
The CD is called Homeless in America, and that was actually the title track, but it has a subtitle also, and I think you are the first one to say that name on a CD. It's called Homeless in America, Blues and Protest Songs in an Era of Trump. And just makes my skin crawl to see that name in print anywhere or hear that name, especially in conjunction with the word president. But yeah. Great stuff.
Let me do another one from that?
Sure, absolutely.
So this CD is it's available on CD Baby, and it's also downloadable on Spotify. So there are a lot of different types of protest songs on the CD. Here's another one, very different from the first. Everybody knows that the president lies. Everybody knows that the president lies. Everybody knows that the president lies. No big surprise. Everyone's embarrassed when the president lies. Everyone's embarrassed when the president lies. Everyone's embarrassed when the president lies. Mommy, mommy, look what I see. There he is on TV telling everyone what they should do. What's he saying? Is it true? No one likes it when the president lies. No one likes it when the president lies. No one likes it when the president lies. It ain't too wise. What do you do when the president lies? What do you do when the president lies? What do you do when the president lies? Well, better not close your eyes.
Ron Israel, once again for you here on Out of the Woods. What do you do when the president lies? That's a good question. So many of them. It's hard to keep up. It's like...
Yeah, it is hard to keep up. There's a short little companion song to the President Lies song that's also on the CD that may help answer your question. My facts are better than your facts. Your facts don't really count. My facts add up to what I want them to. I just say, what amount? Your facts are based on science. My facts are made up by me. Your facts use numbers. Mine use sophistry. My facts are based on my take of what's going on. My facts are based on what I think I need to prove Your facts are wrong. Now I got Kellyanne Conway to spin my facts for me. You got number crunchers and some old PhD. Whose facts are gonna win out? What will people believe? You got fact checkers on your side, but I got facts up my sleeve.
Ron Israel. And you must be kicking yourself that you recorded this so long ago now that there's probably another 50 songs you could write on different topics related to this subject.
Yeah, actually, I've written a bunch. I keep writing them and thinking about now doing a sequel to this this winter sometime. Yeah, there's lots of material for artists in what's going on politically now. Endless. Too bad, but that's the way it is.
It is too bad, that's for sure. It's one lie perpetuates another lie, and then this keeps going, and that's the new normal. I think that's what the plan is, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a pattern of deflection. The CD also has a song that's tries to motivate people to push back on what's going on. It's called Resist. Here comes a raging storm. Resist, brother, resist. Hold fast or we'll all be gone. Resist, brother, resist. We got a devil for a president. Resist, brother, resist. No doubt about his intent. Resist, brother, resist. Resist in Boston, on the plains of Iowa. And best the hand that plays our land and threatens what we stand for. Now we don't know nothing about civil rights. Resist, brother, resist. Black, brown, yellow, white. Resist, brother, resist. Won't let women have a choice. Resist, sister, resist. Stand your ground, lift your voice. Resist, sister, resist. Resist what they're planning. Resist what they have done. It looks bad now, but you know, somehow we shall overcome. If he turns back refugees, resist, people, resist. Let them in, set them free. Resist, people, resist. And don't let him mind the planet dry. Resist, people, resist. Protect the earth, cool the sky. Resist, people, resist. Resist in the ghetto. Resist uptown. Don't let this dude mean and crude bring the country down. here come a raging storm. Resist, brother, resist.
Ron Israel, live here in our studio on Out of the Woods, doing songs from his new CD, which is called, once again, Homeless in America, Blues and Protest Songs in an Era of Trump. And, yeah, hard-hitting stuff, and needs to be said, most definitely. So you mentioned that you're an activist.
That's right. I've been involved in social justice kinds of issues for a long time. And I currently lead a nonprofit organization called the Global Citizens Initiative, and we do work to try to help people address global issues within and across countries. And one of our ongoing projects, actually, is something called U.S. Resist News. You can... it has a website, usresistnews.org, and we have a team of people across the country who, every time there's a administration policy from the White House, from Congress, from the courts, we write a simple one-page brief that summarizes it, criticizes it. I mean, occasionally there might be one or two positive things. We keep looking for those, and also offers people three or four organizations where if they want to push back on it, they can go and do that. So that's been quite popular. We're getting like a couple of thousand visits to our website each week. So
excellent. Ron Israel is here. He's got his guitar. He's got a bunch of songs. And
you want me to do another one?
Sure. He's got so many songs, he has to write them all down.
What I would do today.
They're all winners, too, folks, on that new CD. If you, what is it? RonIsrael.com? Is that,
RonIsrael Music.
Add the music. There you go.
But the CD, you can get the CD off my website, but better to get it from CD Baby and just go on there and... type in Homeless in America and you'll get directed to the CD, or you can type in my name. So this is a song that's been played a lot. It's a back in 60s, 70s, I think Dylan did a song called Talking World War III Blues. Many of you might know it. So this is an attempt not to copy it, but just to update the concept. It's called Talking World War III Blues Revisited. Some guy wants to bet with me that Trump will start World War III. What's the probability? What odds would someone give to me that he could do it? I mean, I wouldn't put it past him. He likes to explode. My bookie said to me, he's got the opportunity. The odds are 2 out of 3 in favor of catastrophe. Unnerving, but I put my money down. But then I began to have a doubt. Could this guy figure it out? He's got the biscuit in his pocket. No need to unlock it. Seems easy, not too hard. Just push the button. But he might go out on the forget where he put that sucker down, and a crisis could come rolling round, and he might say, who cares? Playing 18 with Steve Bannon. Watch his approach shot. Now this made me think I need to shift, find someplace else to put my chips, or maybe in Ivanka's clothing line, or a Trump hotel in Palestine. But no investment is guaranteed, except maybe a bet on World War III with you know who in charge. So the questions: how to stay alive, how to survive 45, and if you're a gambling man, how do you best play your hand when the odds are 10 to 1? And something is gonna come undone. A dealer, count me out.
Ron Israel, once again, on Out of the Woods. Great stuff. I love the blues approach to so many of these songs. I mean, they definitely, we're feeling the blues for sure. So that definitely is a good approach.
Yeah, well, the CD is titled Blues and Protest Songs, so we combine them. Let me do one that's kind of answers the song I just did about talking World War III blues. It's a song that I label an almost peace song. Sorry.
Ron Israel's with us here.
I went to Mama. I said, Mama, Mama dear, what about peace in this world? She replied, not around here. Send me off to college, where they speak about big ideas. I spoke about mine, they said, well, sounds fine, but not around here. No, 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 not around here. So I wrote the president, made sure my letters were clear. I said, what about peace in this world? He replied, not around here. What am I to do? Nobody believes it's true, except maybe you. Soldier going to battle, ask the mother whose son disappear. Ask the thinker, ask the drinker, they'll say, not around here. No, 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 not around here. Some say, work on your outlook. Others say, conquer your fear. And some preach reconciliation. But not around here. No, 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 not around here. What am I to do? Nobody believes it's true, except maybe you, except maybe, maybe you.
Israel. Very nice. What'd you call that one again?
It's called Not Around Here. That's been actually very popular among veterans. I played that song at a Veterans Day concert about a year ago, and one of the fellows there who's a musician has done a cover, did a cover of my song, which was, I felt a great honor.
That's great. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods. Come at you here from beautiful central New Hampshire. Ron Israel's in the studio with us. We got to take a quick break to get in that station identification, but we'll be right back after this.